Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
More than ever, listen, it's time to dive into the abyss, dive into the vastness of who God is. Listen, allow yourself to go into the uncharted waters, maybe, of God. There's so much of God to have when you think about God. There's so much of him. You can have as much of him as you want, but you have to intentionally dive, go in there, go into the deep and explore and see and experience and feel all of who God is, all of who he has, explore his ways, his beauty, his majesty, his personality and his character, and get to know him intimately. Be one that right now, in this season of your life, refuses to stand by the shore. Refuse to see others diving deep into God. Refuse to be afraid of the unknown and take the plunge. Take the plunge and explore the Lord. Listen, there's so much to God. Let his waves wash over you. Let the salt of the ocean preserve and keep you. Let God wet all those dry areas. And you look at the oceans of the world. I wish I had a number for you, but you look at the oceans of the world. I mean, and you look at the when you look at the earth from out of space, all that blue is water. You know what I mean? It's water. Most of the earth is all water. They're oceans with huge depthness. And you think about the ocean. Is God giving us a picture, a constant reminder of his vastness, of his greatness, of his unlimitedness, just by looking at the seas? I've been on a cruise ship before. Let me tell you, there's nothing like looking to the left of you, seeing nothing but water. There's nothing like looking to the right of you, looking to the front, to the back. I think we're surrounded by water.
Yeah, right.
I don't see no land, but Pat, talk to us as a diver. I haven't been diving.
You haven't?
No, I haven't been diving yet.
Highly recommend it.
You're missing out, man.
But as a diver, as one who has explored the depths of the ocean, what's that like? I mean, what are you seeing when you go down there? I know you got to strap on some gear.
Yeah, a lot of gear, actually. But it's all important because that's what keeps you alive when you're down there.
Very important.
And how to properly use it and making sure everything's working correctly, because one false move and it's over for you. Especially if, you know, you're 60, 70, 80 feet down and, you know, you run out of air. It's a long way back up.
Long way back up.
You better be holding your breath.
Yeah. And you can't just shoot up.
Yeah.
Because if you go up too fast, you'll get what they call the bends, which is when the air bubbles start to expand inside your bloodstream. And it's, I understand, it's very, very painful, and it can kill you.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the good stuff that'll encourage us to go diving first. Talk to us about what you see, Pat. Talk to us about...
It's just, it depends on where you go diving. It's big, makes a big difference. But
well, I know you've
a few years ago, we got a chance to go to Mexico, and I got to dive in a couple awesome locations, like in, I think it was Cozumel was one, and Belize. It was beautiful. I mean, the water, I mean, the only thing to compare it to is almost like Destin's water, because it's so aqua blue. I mean, the colors. And down there, you got just the tropical fish and the coral reefs, the life and the activity down there. It's just gorgeous. I mean, you could just stay there, you know, forever. It's just so amazing.
I've heard it described, and like what you're saying, I've heard it described as just like a world below the sea.
It's a whole other world. Yeah. Yep. It's a whole nother world. I mean, I can see why it gets so addictive for some. I mean, that's all they do. I mean, it's amazing.
Who knew that there were so many species of fish?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And so many different colors. And the coral reef, and it's like, oh, my
God. It's all alive.
Yep.
The ecosystem down there, they all play a part in the whole thing. It's just the fish help the coral help the fish. It's like this dance going on, you know. It's amazing.
And you think about the depth in this. I mean, at certain levels when you go down, I mean, I can tell this just swimming in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But at certain levels going down, the deeper you go into the water, the temperature even changes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It gets a lot colder. A lot colder.
It's colder. It's cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't even gone to the bottom of the bottom of the bottom. I mean, no. What's the furthest down you think you've been?
Me personally, maybe 80 feet.
80 feet.
And when you look up, I mean, I've done this, and you look straight up, imagine looking at the ceiling,
yeah,
but imagine yourself, you know, 80 feet down, the sun, if you can see it, it's just like a speck.
You're kidding.
Yeah. But when it's shining through the water, it's just a little tiny dot.
I'm amazed that you actually could see,
mm-hmm,
see through. Almost when you talk about Revelations, to see a glass, being able to look down, I wonder, you could be able to tell, because I don't know, but can you see straight, clear as day up?
Well, depending on the conditions of the water.
But if the water's clear.
But if it's clear, on a clear day, I mean, you can see all the way to the top. You can see the bottom of the boat, mm-hmm, everything.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
80 feet is huge. And I've been up 60 feet.
Mm-hmm.
My knees got a little knocky. Okay. When we
you did what now?
I've been up 60 feet, not above ground.
Up or down?
Above ground. Excuse me, above ground.
Clarify there. Okay.
Yeah. And that is a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can you imagine being 80 feet below?
Mm-hmm.
That's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's powerful to be underwater like that. I remember I was doing a dive.
You've done some diving yourself.
Yeah, I did do some.
You did military, though.
Correct. I did combat dive training, and it was just being able to be underwater. We did a ship dive, and there were some other guys that we were doing a dive, and it was just, the visibility was amazing, at least 100 feet. And you could and there were schools of fishing all around us. And it was just to be in that moment and look around. And I mean, imagine being on the surface and seeing just nothing but blue.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being under the water and looking, and it's just like the visibility was gorgeous. You can just look out and just see, like, I can see all this. And it's just like, to look up, I mean, it's just like you said, it's another world, and it's just indescribable beautiful, mm-hmm, to think that. And it's just, you just want to, it's just beautiful.
It's amazing how God's creation speaks to us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a moment where I was just thinking and reflecting and meditating, thinking, my goodness, Lord, you've covered the whole world in water.
Mm-hmm.
And just to think about, are you trying to tell us something?
Mm.
Your vastness. I mean, you think 100 feet of water, you think it's your way out in the ocean, you think that you're pretty way out, but you haven't scratched the surface.
Yeah.
No.
You haven't scratched the surface of what the deep is.
The depths, yeah.
The depths. And a lot of people want to play it safe and just kind of want to stay on the shore and put their toe in the water of God. But let me tell you something, you want to go out in the deep.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to the place where you can't quickly go back to the shore. But you want to be out in uncharted waters where you can explore God's awesomeness and his goodness, mm-hmm, and his grace and be comfortable there. I mean, if you take a fish outside of his environment, I've been fishing before, and you take a fish and you leave a fish out long enough, you start seeing them gills, he's just gasping for air,
mm-hmm,
and he's not surviving.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in his normal environment. And after a while, if you're going to try to save his life and put him back in, it's amazing when you put him back in. If he stayed out long enough, he's kind of like just moving a little bit, flopping around. And after a while, if you're lucky and you put him back, he'll start just taking off.
Yeah.
He'll begin to start moving. But you want to be, many people, believers are just gasping right now. They're outside of the vastness of God. They're outside of everything that God has for them. They're not swimming in the water of God's word. They're not swimming in his presence. They're not experiencing the glory of God, and they're just gasping, 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 trying to survive on this place called Earth,
yeah,
without connecting with the vastness of who God is. I want to encourage you today that you can dive all in, all in,
yeah,
to God. You don't need no respiratory contraption for this, okay? You don't need no gear. All you need a heart that says, listen, I want to go out with God. I want to walk with him. I refuse to stay on the shore of safety and fear.
Mm.
But I say, I want to go. I want to give God all that I have in this hour. I want to fully know that I have been spent for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No trap doors, no safe places, but 100% into the depths depthness and vastness of God. And Romans 11:33 says that on the depth of the riches of the wisdom of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his pathways beyond tracing. Psalm 77:19 says, your path led me through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, through the footprints, through your footprints. And then in Psalms 36:16 says, your righteousness like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. Lord, presence. I mean, it's just, you think about, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time. You covered the earth with an ocean. This is what Psalms 104 says. You covered the earth with an ocean as though it were a robe. Water stood above the mountains. Mm-hmm. God covered the earth with water as though it were a robe and just laid it all out.
Wow.
And you say, God, you're just amazing. I want to encourage you, listen, today's the day. Make that decision. You've been playing it safe, and you've been looking at other people, enjoy the presence of God, enjoying a relationship with the Lord, and you've allowed the enemy to let envy get in your heart. Listen, don't envy. There's no reason to envy. You can have as much of God as you want. Just make that choice today and say, listen, I'm coming back to a heart of worship. I'm coming back to a place where I can give God my full heart 100%, and I'm not going to play it safe. I'm going to dive way down deep into the ocean of God.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.